This
is
Minimal Filters. On today's episode, episode 69 minus 10 of Minimal Filters, we start off the same way as always with our MFers of the most recent week. Personally, I'll be bringing up one of my biggest pet peeves of all time, and as for the other two, you'll have to wait and listen. After that, we hop right into our Ask MF segment, which we haven't done for a couple months. As you all know, we read the very, very first... Fuck! Should I keep going?
Yeah, you gotta go. Fuck.
You gotta go.
Keep going. You gotta stop now.
As you all know, we read these for the very first time during the recording, so take the answers as you please. Following this segment, we battle back and forth in our nails. This week, it's the nails of the best kitchen appliances.
Fuck yeah.
And then to end the show, we educate the university students with some advice right before scrubbing the nutsack of our daily shower thought.
I didn't see that one coming.
Oh man, I fucking forgot that we... Oh. What was that?
Vibration.
Oh. I forgot that we...
I can't believe you just decided to instantly give up. Instantly give up.
I was an anger. I wasn't actually that mad. I'm just disappointed.
You sounded pretty mad.
Yeah, that sounded like real anger.
I forgot that we did that though. Because for the first like... I want to say 5 podcasts ever. We would re-record the like 4 or 5 times just to make sure we got it right.
Because I was
just,
maybe for you, I never had to do
I
that.
I was always nervous.
You got to go off the cuff, man. That's what makes you a great podcaster.
Yeah. No, it's a no editing podcast.
This is, well, I mean, I've had to edit a few derogatory terms out of here, but
not from me.
Only from you, actually. You're the only person I've had to edit derogatory terms from.
Right.
So,
let's get right into our MFers. Sure, was there anything you guys wanted to talk about before? Because I don't.
No, I'm
most
just
of
here.
The things I wanted to cover are going to be in this MFR, I feel like.
How about this weather?
Yeah, actually...
It's unnecessary.
I'm going to hope right now that one of yours isn't the weather, but I was joking about you to Baylor earlier about how I can almost guarantee that one of your MFR is just this cold weather.
Nah, it's not this cold weather.
You want to start us off?
Something way better.
Start us off, then. You can start MFR
something that's
the week.
Been bringing me joy, bringing me a lot of laughter.
The weather.
Nah, making me... Just think about things. It's just a funny way to look at stuff, and it's a show. Love on the Spectrum.
Why are you giggling?
Why are you looking at me like that?
I've seen some awesome clips from it. It looks it's a really good show.
It's really romantic, and it like hits you in the heart because it's so innocent. This love that they show.
It actually, it's I haven't actually seen it, but I've seen clips. It's actually awesome.
But some of it's fucking hilarious.
It's heartwarming. In all honesty, it's heartwarming.
It is, but like just some of this stuff, like
it's actually like and. I know obviously people do joke about it, but I feel like you can, if there's one thing you can take from it, is like how to actually love someone is like how they love. Every single person I showed love so unconditionally.
Yeah, it's so innocent. It's like just because they're not as advanced in the, like the, what is, how do I word?
Neurological?
No. It's like the emotional intelligence.
I actually don't really know exactly.
The emotional intelligence is just like, obviously it's a little delayed and slowed for them, but like that's what makes it like that raw love.
Yeah.
Which is good, but like some of the stuff they just say, I just find funny.
Yeah, fair.
So I watched that this week for the first time. I watched season 2.
You didn't watch season 1?
No.
You just skipped?
Just skipped to season 2.
Do you think that Love on the Spectrum is better or worse than 90 Day Fiancé?
I didn't see 90 Day Fiancé, but I'm assuming
I've
that
never
it's
seen
better.
It. I've never seen it. It's hilarious. It's just the idea of getting married without seeing a person, and then they have 90 days to get married. It's what they do.
That's kind of like Love is Blind, no?
It's almost season. No.
No, except they don't even like talk or anything. It's just they're meant to get married, I think, is that though?
90 Day Fiancé, you meet someone and then literally like the day you meet them, that's day one of 90 until you get married. So if you hate them, then sucks to be you.
Too bad.
Love is Blind, you actually create like an emotional connection without seeing the physical, which I said I would never be able to do.
What kind of TV show is Love on the Spectrum? Reality? Is that a reality show?
Yeah,
reality show.
Yeah.
I feel like that one is good because I feel like a lot of the reality shows are, I just feel like
actors,
they're scripted.
100%.
But this one seems legit.
Name one.
Too hot to handle.
Too hot to handle.
Never.
Sure.
No, that's the most real one.
It's actually so, we don't need to talk about that anymore. We've already gone over
it's
that
It's the most
show.
Real one out there.
It's such a stupid fucking show.
Love on the Spectrum, my good MF for the week. If you haven't watched it, watch it.
No, I honestly, I legit would watch that show.
It'll make you laugh. You could even tear up.
But it's like good laughs. It's like laughs that make you like feel happy. It's like happy laughs.
Yeah, it's like a good... It's just so it's such an innocent show.
Yeah.
So that's my good MFer.
Good stuff. My first MFer is related to last weekend. It's university rivalries. That was such a fun fucking... What? Why is that bad?
Nothing.
I don't think we know much about university rivalries living in Calgary.
You weren't at the Coachella Classic?
We live in Calgary, man.
Dude, this was the... Are you guys stupid or are you guys joking? This was the biggest university sports venue in Canadian history. This weekend. It was the most tickets sold in any Canadian university game in history.
Hmm.
So, nice one.
Well, I'm not...
I don't know what your point is.
I'm just saying the Coachella Classic was sick. And I think that if those...
Oh, God, man.
If Cougars and Dinos, if those schools want to make more money, have two of those a year even. Like, they play, like, I'm assuming three or four times a year together. They play the next day and fucking Dinos won again. But actually,
I'm not sure.
They
played again the next day?
It won't be the same.
Home and home.
It won't be the same.
Father David Bauer?
Yeah.
That's so shitty to go from the dome to that.
They should... Especially right after, too, because, like, no one's going to go back-to-back... Nice. I didn't see the crowd, but FDB doesn't have a really big crowd to begin with. Not much seats. But it was like 15,800 tickets sold to the Coachella Classic, and it was full. The lower bowl and second bowl were just absolutely packed.
Yeah, it was a pretty good atmosphere.
It was a good game, too. It wasn't like a blowout. The Cougars were out shooting them 11-0 in the first period.
I don't know. It was weird, though, because I watched the first period with you guys,
mm-hmm.
and then I fucked off to the concourse for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I just basically stayed there the whole game.
That was
you just like see running into people. And,
dude,
like,
it was actually shitty because like I know a lot of kids were really saying like they were just going to go basically for like the atmosphere, not for the game, which is fair. I feel like lots of people were just there for that. But the second you walk into the concourse, you don't really move because you see someone immediately. You stand and talk, and you maybe go two steps, and you see someone else again. Like you don't actually fucking make your way around.
It's just it's tough, but
no. But honestly, I think it was unreal. It was fun. They haven't had it for 3 years because of COVID, but I think, yeah, my good MF for this week is university rivalries in Calgary, which apparently is a crime to say that.
Can I counter your good MF with one bad thing about it?
Can I guess?
Sure.
No beer deals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Full price beers? You
that actually was a joke. It was full price beer, which everyone knows at the Dome was like $12.50, and the pizzas were the only discount, but not many people were getting
$23 bucks for two beers.
I know. Fucking bullshit.
Insane.
Bill's just trying to be funny by sleeping, but he can do his MF for now if he wants.
My first MF for the week is me.
God.
Sick start.
Is it because you got a haircut?
No, it's because you guys called me out. Turns out I wore my shirt inside out all day today.
He still is, too.
Including my 3-hour class that I had this morning. Oh, I was also sitting in the front row, so everyone
saw
me wearing my shirt.
It looks like a shirt you'd get like a hockey camp in Novice when it's inside out like that. It looks like a cheap shirt, but it's literally Lulu. So maybe put it on normally, please.
Well, if he put it on normally, then he would lose.
What do you mean?
Just lose the battle. If he keeps it on inside out, he's winning.
Yeah.
Who was that after you said wore his inside out that you're trying to be cool?
There was a show I just watched with Ryan Gosling where the entire show, he was wearing shirts inside out.
What show?
It's called The Place Beyond the Pines. It's really good. Underrated movie.
Is it new?
It's an older one. It's an underrated movie that's older, and it's actually really good. I'd recommend it. But yeah, so I thought I'd go for that style today. There's definitely was an accident I did on purpose.
Were you wearing a jacket on over top at least?
Not in class, no. Okay. I was just wearing the shirt inside out.
I actually can guarantee someone noticed it, but just didn't say it because either didn't know you or just thought it was funny. That's gutless, but
I think it's rude. Say. Like, if I saw someone with their shirt inside out, actually, if I didn't know them, I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. There's no chance. If I knew them, I'd definitely just like to chirp them. But
so
if I didn't know them,
it's my friend's fault. All the ones in my row are my friends. You guys, assholes.
Is this your good MF or bad MF?
I have two bad ones.
Okay, Shibes.
That just made me think of a shower thought. So thanks, Nathan. You're the man.
I'm trying to think of what a shower thought would be, but whatever.
Okay. This is going to come. And I learned some things recently about this guy, this situation. I watched the Bengals game last night. Number 58 on the Bengals. What's his name?
Joseph Osai.
Osai?
Osai.
What a fucking idiot, man.
Holy fucking idiot. No, I'm glad you brought this up. That's why I didn't want to talk about it beforehand, because I knew you would, or one of us would at least. It's the stupidest play I've ever seen, really, lately at least.
Here's the thing. So I was watching the game with my girlfriend. She goes, what's he supposed to do? He's running. And I'm like, that is the equivalent of like a hockey player after a whistle, just cross-checking a dude basically from behind. Like,
in a tie game. Like,
literally
game seven of the semifinal.
Yeah, conference finals. Yeah.
In overtime.
Like, it's like, again, you never really know if Butker would have made the 60-yard kick, but probably not. I think I'm going to give him an 8% chance because it was cold, which obviously doesn't help. And it's just a fucking far kick. 15-yard penalty perfect range, center of the field, and he kicked it in with angle problems.
My only comment that I have after watching the Chiefs-Bengals game is that the NFL is rigged. I'm convinced. You know, there's always conspiracy theories going around, but last night that confirmed it for me.
Yeah,
it gave him an extra down. It was penalties all night, just but one way. Like, there wasn't a single one against the Chiefs. So
yeah, that's pretty brutal.
I would make Roger Goodell my MF-er, but I don't want to give him any attention. So
true.
He doesn't get that.
And he was
credit.
Sitting with Jill Biden.
And the one thing that's funny that I mentioned to you guys too that I heard from another podcast.
Biden with Fox.
Sort of.
Jill actually. Biden is married to Joe Biden.
Yeah, but is she a Fox?
Oh, yes. I thought you meant this, like, she part of like Fox News.
She's.
She definitely looks like she's doing better than Joe.
Yeah, well, she's also a lot younger, I believe.
Well, how do I put this here? They basically at this point have a chip in his brain to make him move around as a president and talk, but it malfunctions half the time and he just forgets to speak English.
I'm pretty sure, if I'm wrong, correct me, I'm not positive, but wasn't Joe Biden the oldest ever elected president? Isn't he in his 80s almost?
I think he's in his 80s.
Has there ever been a president who hasn't made it through their term, just died during it?
JFK, we got assassinated.
Okay. Abraham Lincoln.
I meant died of age, not assassination.
Yeah, the one guy.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Didn't he die from MS or something?
I'm not sure, actually.
ALS, maybe?
Because he might just die of old age. Joe Biden might die before his term's up.
Yeah, I don't know if he has any diagnosed symptoms of any illness right now.
I feel like they would keep it under wraps because it would make them look weak.
Slowing down as you get older.
If I was part of the American whatever embassy, whatever the fuck it's called out there, probably not that.
Yeah, no, definitely not the embassy.
Senate? Yeah, sure. If I was part of the
Canadian?
Board, if I was part of the Pentagon, if I was in the Pentagon and I had any say, I would make sure we try to find something to diagnose him with so he could just have an excuse of why he's so fucking stupid and makes dumb decisions.
Some of the clips you see of him where he goes to shake people's hands and just completely misses, it'll be like this.
Or dude, my favorite clip is the one where he just walks away but someone edited the ice cream truck sound.
My favorite is when he starts talking about numbers, 1 billion, trillion, and 6 million. It's like, hold on, Joe. Pause. But yeah.
I thought that was edited when I first saw that. I thought it was cap.
Moral of the story is, Joe Biden's a fox. she's bad.
Respectfully. My second MF-er is Trevor Zegras.
Oh,
did you guys see this?
Yeah, he crossed the line.
But we don't know.
Okay, so apparently Arizona's denying it, but I have a PhD in lip reading, and
Arizona's even denying it?
Apparently, yeah. But
Arizona has it.
And there's no way.
Well, Arizona.
So for those of you who don't.
Anaheim, you mean?
Oh, yeah, true.
No.
Are you saying Stetcher's denying it?
Apparently Arizona's denying it on his behalf.
Oh, shit.
That's what I heard. But for those of you who don't know what happened, there was a chirping match going on. And this Trevor Zegras kid apparently mouthed to this other guy and said, "Your dad's up there watching you," and his dad died recently, right, of cancer or something. Yeah. He died recently, but that's a chirp that crosses the line.
Yeah, there's a line.
You're riding the edge of chirps, mom jokes, girlfriend jokes, if they're alive.
Yeah.
You're allowed to say that stuff if they're alive, but talking about someone who just passed is pretty pretty fucked up.
I don't know. My dad taught me one thing about making fun of people. And it's, you gotta make fun of something. You can only make fun of people for something that they can control.
Hold on, say it again.
You can only make fun of someone for things that they can control.
True, out of respect. So if they can't control it, don't chirp them, kind of.
So how can you? Yeah. So why do you chirp people for their height then?
You can control that.
How?
Just fucking grow, man. Seriously.
Just pour some water on you and go in the sun.
I am 100% on the side that it looks like Zegras did mention that, but I also saw this one quote tweet right underneath this main tweet that had like 30K likes, which basically means 30K people on that side. And it was that he was telling Setcher that he'll be watching from the stands when he was pointing up because he's washed and he'll be
watching from the stands.
It seems like a Zegras seems like a down to earth kind of
He really does. I don't think Zegras would be the guy to take it too far.
I did. Yeah, when I saw it, I was like, there's no way he said your dad's up there watching.
And no matter who you are, that's someone that you don't fuck with, especially on a national level. And again, I'm going back and forth, but Adam Henrique, who's a teammate of Zegras, made a facial expression holy fuck, did he just say that? So now I'm kind of back and forth. I do think that Zegras Like, again, if my roommate is a professional
lip
reader.
You see how angry he was, though?
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And I don't see him saying that for, oh, you're going to be in the stands.
Unless he, like, right? has been grinding the A for, like, fucking 6 years and then finally made it. But still, you don't get that mad over that.
No.
I don't know. We'll have to see what comes out of it. But
I think they're going to deny it because, like, I bet you the NHL will be, like, to Stetcher or Arizona, be like, you can't say he actually did this because that ruins so Zegers much
is
for them.
The cover of the NHL.
Yeah.
Like he's literally the
first. Also, why is he the cover boy of the NHL?
Because he's new up and coming.
How is Cale Makar not the cover after a Norris Stanley Cup
conference? Because he's boring. The answer to that is because he is one of the most boring humans I've ever seen in my life.
What does Zegers do?
Everything.
He's just more outgoing.
He literally, did you see him in the shootout, the NHL All-Star game last year? He was like,
yeah, that means a lot.
For the fans, it means everything. To grow the game, Zegers is like the number one player.
Kids, man. Little kids just look up to fucking Zegers and the cool shit he does in shootouts.
If you're a little kid listening to this and you want to be a hockey player, be like Cale Makar.
I was going to say Ryan Reeves, but...
Honestly, I think if you want to be a D-man, Makar, if you want to be a forward, Zegers. Those are like two great players to base yourself off of.
Say like Zach Hyman.
Fuck. Okay, moving on. did you have any more MFR subs or were you done your two?
No, that's it.
My last one before Belsis is third. You had a third, right?
No.
You said you had two bad ones. Oh, just a total.
Just me.
Okay, fair.
Oh, here's a bad one.
This is the one I mentioned in the intro about how it's one of my biggest pet peeves of all time. I'm pretty sure, I know you can definitely agree because I've done it to you before, I believe, but when someone takes your hat and doesn't give it back, if you're like out in public, it's the most fucking annoying thing ever.
Or like takes your phone or just like something. No, it's like just childish.
I guess phone too, but like, example, it happened to me two nights ago out. Someone took my hat and walked away with it. I had to like chase them and it was fucking embarrassing. I literally was wearing a hat for a reason because my hair was bad that day. And they took my hat and my hair was like fucking flat as shit, greasy. Fucking I had a big ring on my forehead from wearing my hat too tight. And this chick just literally ran with my hat. I'm like, and I had to fucking chase her. I look like a little four-year-old chasing a girl.
You know, for a fact, that kid was genuinely upset. He's like, I look bad right now.
No, I was literally pissed, man. Yeah. I'm like, get my hat. She goes, take it from me. I'm like, bitch, what are you saying? Give my fucking hat. And yeah, I eventually got it back, but...
Just like kick her in the back where she like face plants.
I don't know. That's a little too far, Bills. But no, like, can we agree that that's just a shitty thing to do to someone is take their hat?
Yeah. I agree with it.
Like, it fucking sucks, man.
Unless you're Jake Paul.
Oh, yeah. Got your hat. Yeah, that was sick. Well, yeah. Anyways,
you got Jake Paul'd.
Yeah, I got fucking Jake Paul'd.
Loser?
Yeah. Honestly, I felt like a loser. And the moment, I'll admit, I was a loser. Because I felt like people were like looking at me like, look at that guy's fucking hair.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everyone looks at you all the time, Cale.
Man, when someone's walking with a big red ring on their forehead, you're going to stare at it. That's when they're running like a fucking zombie through a crowd of people.
Hey!
Well, yeah, that sucked for me. A bad experience. But we're good now.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
So that's our MFers of the week.
Now we're bringing on a segment that I think we've done once as a trio. Bells and I did it a few times when it was just us two back in the good old days.
Hold on, I need my glasses to read these.
But yeah, we're doing our Ask MF, which for those of you who asked us questions, you could have seen that when you go to ask, there's an intellectual question side and also a dumbass question side, and they all end up being stupid.
Those categories mean nothing to these people.
But we all have it pulled up now. I haven't looked at any of these yet, so we're gonna read them as we go. If they're already fucked up ones or offside ones, we're probably gonna skip them for our own safety. But
there really isn't many fucked up ones. It looks like.
All right, let's do the intellectual ones first to see if there actually is any.
Yeah. Intellectual?
Yeah. So the first intellectual one. Where is Russia?
Russia is located.
Didn't we talk about this last one?
It's half of it's in. Oh, it's in Europe, Asia, and... Just Europe and Asia.
It used to be called Eurasia back when they were one continent. When they split and half got Russia.
Russia is to the east, but it's also to the west, depending on how far you go.
True. I'll admit, I have no fucking idea where Russia is. I'm bad at geography. I just know it's north of here.
North?
Is it not?
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right.
Isn't Russia closer to us than like Toronto? Like
bleep that out.
Distance wise,
got that?
Isn't it?
I really do not think so.
Because the world's a circle.
I'm pretty sure, like Alaska.
Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure, like Alaska.
It's 26 miles from the coast of Alaska.
No,
that's how people walked across the ice bridge. No.
Okay, we'll look later. Like fuck, I don't know. We're probably gonna embarrass ourselves, one of us, because I don't think it's closer to us than Toronto. Toronto's a
30. I don't know.
Toronto's a 30-hour drive.
I'm looking. I'm looking at like a globe in my mind right now, and like, it might be
because I know there was the ice bridge or the land bridge that people walked across. It was like 30 miles long from
a land bridge. So a bridge.
Yeah, when the ocean was.
They
low.
Didn't have bridges back then, Kale.
Oh wait, they you mean like not recently? You mean like back
in the day? They walked and they got here.
I have no fucking idea. I literally have no clue, but I'm going to go on side that Russia is...
Maybe not Toronto. Maybe not Toronto, but I think it's closer than I think. I don't know how long it takes to fly there. A long time.
I'm going
to
say from Calgary, Alberta, Russia is closer to us than Italy is.
I'm moving Calgary to Russia. Just quickly see a Google Maps here.
Let's see. It is a...
I don't think you can Google Maps it because it's you got to fly. So
I don't know. Yeah, you can't maps it.
Let's
you
go
just
kilometers.
Put it in like your Apple Maps.
Yeah. So Calgary to Russia.
I did Russia.
Hold on. Calgary to Russia is 7,000 kilometers. Calgary to Toronto's.
No, but that's if you go all the way around.
No, that's flight. That's just literally here.
No, but closest. That would be going east. You would go east because you don't really want to go west because then you go against like the wind.
Okay, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, dude, look. Okay, so on this map, that's Alaska. Okay. That's Russia. That's us.
Where's Toronto?
Over here.
It's pretty close. It's pretty
maybe. Well, I don't close. Know. Where'd you hear that? Like, have you heard that somewhere? Or you just like thought maybe.
No, I just know that Alaska to Russia is like 30 miles.
Okay, next question. That was like a, 10-minute Russia discussion. Jason, as a machinist, do you find it useful to you as you can use the aspects... Oh my God, I can't read either. Aspects you learn in the job to everyday uses at all?
Yeah, okay.
You know what he's trying to say, right?
I get this one. I think as a machinist, you run into a lot of problems that you have to find quick solutions for that will still get the job done correctly.
Did you write this down?
No,
I'm just spitting bars right now.
I'm just saying. So I think with like the aspect of that, like problem solving and like figuring out the right way to do it time frame and still being able to do it right, you learn a lot about that at work because you get a new job, you don't know how you're going to do it, and it's got to be done by the end of the week, so let's say.
Mm-hmm.
So you figure
time management too, probably.
Time management, problem solving, all that kind of stuff.
Those are really important skills.
The next one, another personal question, but it's for Kale. Kale, would you like to own a large piece of land and live off that for your life, or have a good job and live in the city and earn money until you retire?
That's a very good question, actually.
That's probably someone's mom.
Because I would probably honestly say, have a good job. Live in the city, retire, and then go and buy a piece of land.
Yeah, but that's not the question.
That's not the question. So I say, as of right now, I would truly probably do the piece of land.
And live off that.
Live off of that.
Hunt and fish. And
yes. Bring back fucking the...
Dude, you're such a city slicker right now. You're such a liar.
Yeah, lately. Well, I live in the city now. I'm literally a transit kid. But if I was thinking about...
No what, city buses out
I would
prairies,
rather
but...
live in complete isolation than work in the city and live a job until I retire. Actually, right. I don't know. Now I'm kind of rethinking that.
Okay, let me read one. This one's directed at me, I think.
I'm not sure.
I just wanted to say I'm proud of you for working on this podcast and doing your best. This isn't a question. I just wanted to say you guys rock.
Why is that directed
to
you?
Why would that be directed towards you?
That's just what I got out. I just thought it was pointed out.
Yeah, those give me a Jason vibe.
No. The real
thank you
wording,
for the kind words, whoever that is.
I just wanted to say I'm proud of you guys for working
on this podcast. Yeah, you know what?
We do it for you.
I swear I'm not going to tear up, but this is actually, I like seeing stuff like this every now and again because it means there's people out there that actually
just
truly
roast us.
Enjoy. So all right. I appreciate
know.
You wherever you
when
are.
When I started this, I thought it was just super easy and you just show up and do it, but there's actually work that goes
it really
into
is not
it,
easy. So. It's like a second job.
Yeah.
Third job for me, but whatever. If you all had to fight a celebrity with quotation marks around celebrity, I mean, fake celebrities like people on TikTok or YouTube. Example, Bryce Hall, Jake Paul, Andrew Tate, Lil Tay.
Lil Tay.
If you all had to fight, though, so we all get one. Like we get
we
to
all
three,
have to choose
B1.
One. I
no,
think.
No,
no,
no, no, no. It would be
no. We all don't get one choice.
If you all had to fight,
no,
a celebrity.
We all get one choice.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yes.
No. Let's do it all together. Let's choose one together.
No. Let's pick. We all
I'm
pick,
pick
who we
my
want
own.
To fight. Yeah, I'm gonna pick my own. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm gonna pick.
I'm picking Lil Tay.
Who's Lil Tay?
The Asian girl that was like, you broke out money, I got money. And then she got busted because it was just her mom's money that she was just borrowing.
I don't know who.
You but know that honestly, little girl that just screamed? She was like a couple years ago. Little Tay. Search it up.
What's Bill's just doing?
I'm trying to figure it out.
Convulging.
No, I don't know. I'm trying to think on the spot.
Okay, I'll think about the smarter side of it.
Ah, this bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, there she is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's like fucking 13. We can't beat her up.
Okay, I'm not 13 anymore. I'm going to think in a smart way. I'd probably fight Jake Paul just because I know I'm going to get some money out of it.
True.
And some followers. And that's a good way to grow a business.
I would.
Even if I get knocked out by him, probably not. But
I would fight Jacob Sartorius.
Ooh, that's a good one. Maybe Lil Huddy, actually.
I would fight
Bryce Hall. Also, I'd throw in that.
Yeah,
list.
But like that's like such a like a base. I'm trying to think of something funny, but my brain's not really being funny right now.
Damn long neck.
Damn long neck. Damn thick neck, too.
Wide neck, yeah.
Honestly, probably one of the Nelk boys. Just again, just for like the publicity, and you'd probably make some money off
the Nelk boys are all bitches, man.
Exactly, and like that's what I mean. Like they're rich.
They all look like bags of milk.
Yeah. Actually, they're kind of getting in shape now. I think Jesse's a little fucking loser.
Yeah, but they all look like bags of milk.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of someone who's like really, really old that like all of a sudden is like trying to just beat the shit out of them.
They're the type of people
the
who
vegan
are...
The vegan teacher.
Oh, man.
Maybe.
No, that's all I got. Yeah, probably Jacob Sartorius is probably the best pick, Bale. It's a good pick.
Thanks.
This one... If you had one wish, what would it be? Health.
Be a billionaire, probably.
Yeah, I think I'd do a money one, for sure.
Yeah, you know what? Can I change my answer?
Nah, it's
no. I think this next one is connected to a question in the other one, so we'll hold off on that one. Milk, OJ, coffee, water, pop, beer, and girl sweat. Rank those in order.
Ooh, okay, I'm going to go girl sweat.
That's an easy number one.
Yeah. No, wait, honestly. Water.
Where's the list of them?
Scroll down. I'm going to go for sure water, then coffee, beer, milk, OJ, pop, girl sweat. I don't like pop.
I love pop. Actually, list might go.
I will give Shab some credit. He used to always just love chugging some Diet Pepsi after night out, and it actually saves lives.
Dude, in the morning, you just first thing you consume is like
a cold Pepsi,
like three gulps of a Diet Pepsi.
My family, you know, my family, like a Diet Pepsi, like addiction runs in my family, and it just hasn't stopped until me. So I'm gonna try to break that trend here.
Oh, same with me, but it didn't stop at me.
when there's a baby Baylor running around, he ain't gonna be having no Diet Pepsi around here.
Okay, my ranking would probably be water.
If you don't say water first, you're fucked.
Water, OJ. Pop, coffee, milk, beer, girl sweat.
You're not a really big coffee guy? Like, it's in like the middle for you?
Yeah, it's me.
I have a coffee every single day, else I'm not really.
All right.
So do I, but I hate myself after I drink it every single day.
That's fair.
You get bad headaches.
My number one.
And shites.
All right. My ranking and probably the only proper way. Are you done?
Nah, probably not. Shites. Okay, go ahead, Baylor.
All right. Number one, I got to go with coffee. I think I have more coffee than water at this point. So I'll go coffee one.
Man, hurry up.
Water two. OJ three.
Fair.
Girl sweat four.
Fair.
No cap.
Beer. And then...
Oh, hell yeah.
Good answer.
What is happening right now? What are you guys
You're
doing?
Just taking forever to answer a fucking
milk's
seven
at,
list.
Milk's at the very bottom, though, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
Bitter fucking hates you. Girl sweat? You rather have a classic girl sweat than milk?
Yeah, dude, I fucking hate milk.
No, OJ's actually underrated. Like, OJ's so fucking good, but we just never have it here.
Honestly, like, the thought of, like, licking girl sweat isn't that bad.
Hey, pause, move on.
Isn't that bad, but, like, having a glass of it, that's
kind of yeah, that's what fucking classic girl.
You get so fucking dehydrated after that, dude.
Whenever I think
salt.
Whenever I think of like drinking sweat, oh, I just picture that scene from like Jackass 3 when they did this sweatsuit.
That's so yuck. And Steve goes,
everyone's throwing up after drinking his sweat. Oh.
Okay, let's do that one. What did you say? There was a connected one, Bills?
Yeah.
What do you mean? I don't know what you mean by that. Is it connected to a...
connected to, is porn cheating on your partner?
Ooh. I think it's not. I think porn is not cheating on your partner. And I don't want to really get into it because it's actually, I don't really have an explanation for it. And I know there's lots of explanations as to why it is cheating, but I don't think it's cheating.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
I don't know. It's kind of dicey. It's
really?
Let me hear it. It depends if you watch porn like every day, all day.
Yeah.
What's wrong like, with that?
If you like can't wait to watch porn.
Yeah. Oh, that's fucked.
Yeah, that's a little different. But like, like say if like every once in a while you just need like a little like kick, like a little boost. Yeah. Like I get that, but like you've zero contact,
zero attachment
with the person or like that you're watching. It's like it's just you're just watching a movie basically, but you're performing a sexual act on yourself at the same time.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, no, I guess it just depends on like what type of porn, and
yeah, there's also lines that
bestiality.
Here's what it's connected to. So the next question is,
no, that shit's good.
What if the partner is doing back and forth dirty videos and sexting with one specific person but has never been with them in real life physically and claims that it's still just like watching porn?
Ooh.
They have no feelings or any relationship with this person except these videos and dirty talk. They know nothing about each other's personal life. Is that cheating?
Yes.
That is 100% cheating.
I figured out the fine line here. Here's why. When you watch porn, you're watching porn stars. Those are legitimately categorized as actresses and actors.
That's their job.
That's literally you're watching someone do their profession. Sorry. Sorry. But if you're like talking to someone and sexing someone else that's not your significant other and it's like one-on-one, then 100% that's cheating.
Okay, we'll get this. Okay, so let's say porn is like sort of cheating depending on what it is. I think OnlyFans. If you sub to an OnlyFans, that's cheating.
Yeah, it's up there.
If you sub to like one single person's OnlyFans,
what if you sub with your girlfriend? What if you guys are both like, let's go see what this girl looks like naked?
Well, no. If you watch porn with your significant other, then I don't think it's cheating. But like,
okay, but here's the OnlyFans comment for me. If you sub to like Sky Breeze OnlyFans, who's literally like again basically a celebrity, she's got like 5 million followers on the gram. People know her as basically an OnlyFans girl. That's different than if you follow or sub to someone who has OnlyFans who's from your city or that you went to high school with. There's a line with all this shit, but lines that we can't.
I don't know, whoever asked this description, that's definitely cheating.
Yeah, whoever
asked this. So if that's going on with you, you might want
to. You might want to talk to
whoever asked this question definitely is with somebody who they caught one-on-one talking to someone and that guy said, no, it's not cheating, and he's wrong. That is cheating. If you're one-on-one with someone, that's cheating.
Yeah,
if
you're reciprocating back,
yeah,
that's definitely cheating.
You know, but like,
because the porn, you just consume it. You don't give anything to it.
Very true also.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Oh, never mind.
I think the best part about porn is the comment sections, though. Like, you always see those memes.
I never get that far.
You look at the comments.
No, they're all over the memes. The meme pages.
Nah, I'll send you one. I haven't seen that shit.
It's fucking all right.
You got a fucking gallery lined up there for me?
I just remember this one.
We've read it for
porn. We'll transition to...
That chick faker than Santa. And then the next comment was, Santa's not real? It was, yeah.
That was fucking hilarious. Kale, why do you sound so much like how a turtle probably sounds? I don't know. I don't know. We've seen we know what the sound turtles make.
Wait, what is it?
You know that one, like the turtle that would climax and remember that meme that was, this is awkward.
No, man, I don't remember any memes.
I just think when I think of like what turtles sound like, all I think of is like Kermit.
Yeah.
For you.
That was awful. That was stuck in my head. So my throat's kind of sore.
Let me do it for you.
That was way worse. Sean,
Nathan,
you want to read one out?
Gives odd real Jake Paul vibes.
I think they
just look pretty similar.
Is that a question?
Pretty sure that meant Nathan gives off real Jake Paul vibes. Not gives odd. What do you guys think? I think he gives off.
Yeah, they probably meant off.
Is the F near the D on the keyboard?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so okay,
well, Nathan gives off real Jake Paul vibes.
That's fair.
That's a moneymaker mentality, though.
Is that a question?
I think
I think it might be a statement.
Is it based on looks or personality? Do you think? I think Bale's personality, nothing like Jake Paul. Jake Paul's alpha. looks wise, I get that part.
Yeah, it looks it's just like, yeah. I don't know. I don't think Nathan reminds me of Jake Paul.
No.
Jake Paul wish he was me, man.
Hey, question for you, Jason.
Okay.
Has the Illuminati approached you yet? Degraded the thing. What do you mean, has it approached him?
No comment.
Oh, shit. Who is your favorite dictator ever? Mine's probably Hitler, but that's for...
Damn, I was thinking more like Genghis Khan or something.
No, I'm kidding. It's Genghis Khan, not Genghis.
Genghis Khan.
Either way, it's better than Hitler.
No, we had this talk last podcast about like the whole like Hitler stuff, so we don't have to.
I don't have a favorite dictator.
Genghis Khan, wasn't he the guy who like slept with like 6,000 women and had kids with all of them? Just like basically like
he
like,
wanted his.
We're him, like all related. Yeah, we're all related in some way.
Yeah. That's actually kind of sick. We're all brothers. So,
if you all split up and did your own podcast, who would have the biggest one?
Jason, for sure.
I'll tell you right now why it would be me.
Okay. I think it would be. I agree with Kale, but I would probably be Nathan because he just does the marketing side way better.
Yeah, fair. And he can edit podcasts.
I was gonna say me because I actually know how to post it.
I would literally
you guys
like,
would have no idea what to
I would
do.
Just, we like, could probably fill, look it I up. I would film myself on my iPhone and just like spend 3 hours uploading it to like fucking my email and post it somewhere.
I don't know. If you had your own podcast, what would it be about though?
Probably similar stuff.
I think I would just talk and ramble honestly, on about anything.
I would probably want to talk more sports. I think one thing that...
Okay, well, Kale's not going to go very far with that.
No, yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying the one thing that I think we did a little bit it's more of before area. And then less of now, because we realized that like no one really cares about it, is sports. The amount of sports podcasts that fail because like literally there's a fucking million out billion. There that are actually all pretty good for the most part is... Yeah. There's no point. It's almost impossible to start a sports podcast now.
Yeah, but none of them compare to the world's greatest university podcast.
I think exactly. Mine, I'd probably do sort of like an advice podcast, but like more on the funny side.
Yeah. What's one funny piece of advice you'd give?
I don't know. You'd have to ask me for advice. And
don't eat yellow snow.
Think of a funny answer.
Okay, well.
A very witty answer.
Okay. Give me some advice about how you would go about being dumped.
Probably get my car.
Okay, I would
play Night Call on repeat.
Okay, so Nathan's funny.
Take videos of my car driving and then put my phone up and do it in slow-mo and just watch that on repeat of my car, just slow-mo driving by to Night Call until I felt better.
It's a strange.
I take back my answer, bro. No, that's a tough question. Did Kale have a hair transplant? No.
Well, Kale's hair is just either short or he just has wings.
No, you know what's weird about my hair? Literally, when I get it cut, it's short for like a while and then it just all of a sudden gets long.
No, this is what Kale
oh,
does.
Oh, you mean it grows?
No, but like it isn't.
Kale,
like, it doesn't
Kale
grow
tucks it behind his ears and he measures it with the ruler every morning. And as soon as it gets to one inch and an eighth, he definitely brings a hair dryer out.
He blow dries it. I've seen him like
puts
every,
a toque on and
every
just blows
morning.
It straight
Shut
up.
The fuck
Once
up,
Kale's man. Hair is longer, he. Whips out a blow dryer in the morning. As soon as he gets out, he's fanning it with the blow dryer. It's like,
so it appears longer. So it may look like he's wearing has a hair transplant. But
no, it's because my wings look sick right now. You guys are just jealous. No, no. Again, I didn't.
If I was 14 years old, I would be jealous of your wings.
No, I'm not. I'm not actually really a huge fan of these. They just, I can't fucking tuck them back.
They're still a thing, by the way, in case you were wondering.
Yeah, people still got that shit.
Kids still like when they're like in their like. Teens and stuff.
Oh,
they still
dude,
rock the wings.
When they put like a hat on or two, and it just fucking folds out the side. Yeah, that actually is insane. But no, I didn't get a hair transplant. And I actually think I'm gonna get a cut pretty soon, or I'm gonna bring my mullet back. I actually had someone tell me that they actually liked it, and it wasn't horrible, but it wasn't a good one. I know that. It wasn't really a mullet either.
I think you should grow your hair out because when you're gonna have to dye it black, it'll look cooler.
Facts.
Like Ross the Boss Ray.
Dude, facts actually. That's gonna be sick.
Foreskin, yay or nay?
Nay.
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 Next question.
Well, what half, if we ask
half
you?
Half nay.
Hold on.
It's a half nay.
Hold on. Let's flash back 2 years, okay? I'll pretend we're 20 years old. All right. Foreskin, yay or nay? Nay.
Nay.
Kinda.
Okay, how about this? You're just born.
Okay, how about this? 2 weekends ago, cuddling, yay or nay?
Yay.
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 What are you trying to?
He was trying to bring back like, do you cuddle thing, but he failed.
You get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Should have said name.
Was looking for y'all bitches at Crown Child. Where were you sitting?
I was everywhere, brother.
Yeah, I was sitting right behind the MRU goalie at the start, and then I was just in the concourse the rest of the game.
No, we all started in the dino section at first.
Yeah, but then
we moved to the MRU section. Yeah.
But I was fucking everywhere, dude. I was
third period, I was like concourse.
Yeah, this first intermission, I left the seats down there and then never looked back.
Yeah, it was.
I was sitting at the top of the second bowl at one point. I was like, "That's where you went." Fucking doing here.
I was in the second bowl for a while. I don't know how I got there. Yeah,
what the fuck? I was fucking. I basically sat in the same spot for the second period, but third period, I don't think I actually sat down once. Pretty sure I was just concourse, and then we all.
Is that actually the last question?
That's most of them.
We can't end it there. We'll end it with the very first one there. Would you rather have Nathan's height or Kale's teeth? I think he's got to be asked. That's got to be directed towards you, doesn't it?
To me. Well, I don't know, because I'm lacking in the height department, and my teeth are the worst. So,
shit. Okay, well, how about in general? I think in general.
I don't have perfect teeth.
I'd rather be Nathan's height than Kale's height, so I'll say that.
Fair.
Yeah, especially because Kale's lanky as fuck. Yeah. Like a board.
I would rather, I think, be 2 inches shorter than I am now. I'm totally kidding. My head's the best. You guys are jealous.
No, I'm not.
Why wouldn't you want to be 6'5"?
I'd just rather be 5'11 and a half.
I'd rather be a normal person.
Actually, you know what's fair? That, again, in all honesty, I think that
6'3". I'd rather
6'3"
not bend down in the shower.
No, that does. I'm used to it. 6'3 is probably like the almost max, and obviously I'm taller than that. But I've actually never had anyone tell me like I'm too tall for anything. So I don't really know if there's like a... I think two... What do you think too tall is? Like 6'7" or 6'8"?
That's 6'5".
6'5 is like...
Like the max that you can't be tall.
You know how people are like, wow, he's short to me? Mm-hmm. People are like, wow, that guy's tall to you.
What would be... What do you think would be better to be called? Too short or too tall? I'm asking you, Bells, because you're in the middle.
I don't know. It depends on the context.
I don't think Jason's too short, though.
No, you're not too short at all.
But I don't think you're too tall, but people would say that.
Okay. Fair. I just haven't heard that before. Like, there hasn't been any situations where it's like... You know what? We actually had this conversation, like, one of our first ever pods. It's like, what's more beneficial? Being too tall or too short? It's like... What
short people live longer.
And you can, like, fucking... reach things that are like, I don't have to bend down, or I have to bend down to shower, to look in mirrors sometimes. Like, I fucking duck under things. When you're short, you don't have any problems other than, like, you know, reaching
necessities. Well, and I think if you're short, there's solutions to the problems. If you're tall, you just got to live with it. Like, you just have to bend over and grab something. I can step on a stool.
When I picture someone being too tall, I picture, like, the guy in the Guinness World Records book where he, like, has to live with crutches.
Yeah.
Which you'll get there
you
with
actually,
your joints.
You don't have to ever, like, you don't hit your head on things. I've actually smoked my beanie on a few things before.
Just call your head.
Why'd you say beanie?
Oh, smoke my beanie. I don't know. Just have.
All right,
I've
we're
hit
done.
My head on things
we're
before,
done
like
this.
The corner of a wall.
Other people's heads.
A doorknob.
All right, let's get to our nails.
Nails.
Jason.
Yeah. Jason fucking win.
We
finally.
Kale jinxed it. By saying how he's never won in a while, so everyone felt bad and voted for Jason. So
That's definitely why he won.
Yes.
Sure, no, my picks are actually
A pretty...
What order? I'm actually so excited for this.
This is probably the most controversial one we've ever done.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be at least one where the other two are like, that's not a fucking appliance. I have that feeling.
Probably. Jason,
these are kitchen appliances, everyone.
The nails of kitchen appliances.
Best, sorry. Best kitchen appliances, not just kitchen appliances.
Best. Okay.
We could do worse next time. No.
No.
What order do you want to do, Shibes?
I think there's a clear 1-1.
So you want to go first?
But I think there's like four of the best ones.
That makes total sense. So what's the order, Jason?
What do you want, buddy?
You know what? I'm going to change it up. Usually when I won, I would say I want to go second. But I'm going to go first.
Okay.
And then we'll do Kale, then Nathan.
Nader right. Hasn't been on a back-to-back for a while.
I was on a win streak.
All right, Shives, right. What is the 1-1 of best kitchen appliances?
So I'm saying this is the safe 1-1 for everyone. I got to go with microwave.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Fuck.
That's not
that
the
was
1-1.
Like literally like seventh on my list.
I had
that's 1-1.
That is fourth on mine.
Microwave.
So. Wow.
Okay, well, I'm going to go and take the 1-1. Fridge.
That was on my list, not one, though.
That was also on my list. Fridge is pretty good.
Yeah, better than microwave.
Bales,
I know exactly what he's picking, because there's a clear another one that's better than microwave.
My 1-1 is...
this is your 1-3.
Is an oven.
Yeah. Oven was a 1-1.
An oven is, you know, how it cooks majority of food that you need.
Yeah, but what do you cook with more, your microwave or your oven?
Microwave.
So
I do too. More? But you can make better foods in the oven, but,
no, but
I
you start more. With you start with your stove or oven, right?
No.
No.
Oh, well, I start with that. And then, like, I'll make my leftovers, and then I'll use the microwave. But anyways.
No, I do. That's genius. But it's like.
Thank you.
For both of those, if you don't have one, you can still have the other. For fridge, you're kind of fucked. If you don't have a fridge, then your food is
going to go bad. My second appliance.
What did you pick for your first one?
Oven.
Okay.
Oh, fuck, it's tough. This is getting tough now.
I know. We're going to have the shittiest 4-4.
I got to go with the dishwasher. It saves my life.
I didn't have that, honestly, at all because I
think that's the one you can live without.
We don't have one at Indus.
Yeah.
We don't have one at Indus.
You guys are doing okay, right?
We're saying
wash this with our hands.
Yeah. But we're saying best, not necessities.
I'd put those two pretty much on the
dishwasher is fucking unbelievable when it comes to convenience and being lazy. Mm-hmm. So
I guess that's same with the microwave.
Fair.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with something else that, okay, here's when I was thinking of this list, I thought of things you use literally every single day. Dishwasher. Nah. Sink. Use a sink every single day.
Is that an appliance though?
I didn't even have that on my list.
I don't think that's an appliance. It's a kitchen appliance. I'll give it to you. What
the fuck? You had it on your list. It was not an appliance.
I'll give it to you. I just didn't have it on my list.
Yeah. Well, that's funny because I didn't have it until like literally like later in my list, but I'm like, that's actually, you need that more. And now we're kind of running out of appliances.
Okay. So give me this. If this is allowed, I'm going to take it, but you guys got to tell me if it's not. Okay.
Okay.
But if you say I can't take it, no one else can take it.
That's no shit.
You said oven, I say stovetop.
I don't think you can say that. Because nowadays they're all connected.
They're connected.
No, ovens are...
Okay, well, you asked me and Nathan, we're saying no.
Because some places just have a stovetop.
But you just asked us, and we're saying no.
You're just saying no because it's a good pick.
No, because I thought the same thing earlier. A stove and an oven, they're
always one appliance. Now. It's 2022, 2023, oh my God, how many times are you going to do that?
Nah, dude.
Name somewhere you've been. Someone's kitchen.
The only time I've ever seen a stovetop by itself is one of those like camping ones.
Which isn't a kitchen appliance.
Okay, so I'm gonna repick.
No, again, it would have been a good pick, but like Bales gets that with his oven pick. It's an oven/stove. Here's my logic with that. When Bales uses like the stovetop, I'm giving him.
Well, because when you look at an oven, it's like one of those ones that are on your countertop.
Oh fuck,
that's a toaster oven.
No, but hold on.
That's an oven.
Now I'm trying to think.
A stove is on top with the embers and the elements.
That's, you know what? That's fucking so true. Now that you go to more, you don't have to use them at the same time.
No, you cook different shit on a stove. The stuff you cook in the oven usually is worse than the stuff you cook on a stove.
The only problem I have with that is...
It's one appliance, though. That's my logic.
No, they're two different appliances. And a lot of places, they're separate.
It's one plug-in in order to use both. They're connected. It's one plug-in to use both.
They're connected.
It's one plug-in to use both.
But you look at an oven.
I'm looking at one right now.
I'm looking at my oven that is.
Yeah, the oven same, is the underneath part. The stove is on top.
But they're not separate.
Yeah, I think
parts.
When you buy it, you don't. That's one thing.
But they're not separate parts. That's my logic.
You know what? Well, that's honestly very, very good argument. But I am on team Nathan for this one because I think when I was thinking stove oven was the exact same thing. It's one plug-in. It's one outlet.
Because when our fridge, for example, has the freezer part on top, that's a part of that fridge.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, I think they're separate. We fucking veto your
like,
stove.
If you want, you can say deep freeze. You can't say freezer now. I got that with fridge because this is a fridge. Fridge has the cold and the frozen. It's one. The whole thing's called a fridge. This is a refrigerator, freezer, fridge.
It's fucking two different parts. A part of one.
Why are you getting angry?
Oh shit, took his glasses off.
No need to be angry.
Okay, so with that being said.
Let me just delete that from my list. This is getting
small. Let that sink in.
I just deleted oven or stove and freezer off my list.
You can say deep freeze. Like, you can say deep freeze. That's
your
thing.
It's not in your kitchen, though.
Yeah, it is. Some people keep it in there. Benny and them, theirs is in their kitchen.
Some people keep them.
Yeah, that's
weird. But you probably won't get votes if you vote for deep freeze.
So, damn, I shouldn't have went first. Let's go with a toaster.
Yeah,
that's a really good pick. That's a good pick.
That's one I was deciding in between for my oven and dishwasher. I can't decide between the two.
Yeah.
I'm running out of fucking picks.
Jason, I'm pretty sure you're supposed to go again, buddy.
Give me air fryer.
Oh, that's a great pick.
I had it on my list, but I've never used one, so I can't comment. See, but everyone tells me they're unbelievable.
That's the thing. I've never owned one, but whenever I use one, like my ex had one, the boys have one in Crescent Heights, and it's literally like you can use it for fucking everything.
Yeah.
My pick here, which I'm happy I have, still is a coffee machine.
Fuck. Yeah. This is my next one for sure.
Fuck yeah. I needed that one in order to be happy now.
All right. I'm down to the dumps right now.
I feel pretty confident in these picks so far.
Okay. My first one out of my last two picks is a cast iron pan.
That's...
Is that an appliance, though? It's not an appliance.
Not really, yeah. I'm pretty sure appliances, you got to plug in and shit.
Yeah, it's not a fucking appliance. Say a fork?
Okay, no, shit. It doesn't work. This changes my entire list right now.
Hold on. Hold on. Let him cook.
I get it.
Is a cast iron...
Am I allowed to take a toaster oven? Like the mini ovens?
I can't go... You can't go double oven.
I can't... oven states,
I, or else I can take stove.
It's a stove.
It's a different thing you plug in.
It's a stove slash oven. It's literally
a toaster oven. Yeah, it's a different thing.
It's like my first one was stove slash oven. This one is a toaster oven.
So, Bales, but that's going to look bad having two ovens on your list.
It's up to you guys. You tell me. You tell me if I can take it or not.
Yeah,
I guess. I think you can.
Okay.
Because I had all my list separately. All
right, I got to take them then. I got to take a toaster oven.
Pots and pans, those are appliances. Those are like utensils, which is different.
Yeah.
Those are like...
Those are cooking devices.
I just tried taking a pan.
Which is like...
True. Okay, I'm going to go...
I have one more pick. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. So I guess you didn't get cast iron. So you use a toaster oven?
But toaster oven? Like a
convectional oven.
Can I use like a Brita filter? Is that considered an appliance because it does something? Like it's not just...
I don't think that's an appliance.
It filters the water, though.
Oh, look at this list of appliances. Kitchen, stove, and then oven right underneath it.
Cool. So one thing on Google said that... You shouldn't have asked me in Bales. You literally said... If you guys say no, I'll pick something else. You can't just
say no because you don't want me to take it.
We get an explanation why.
Yeah, it's a pretty fair explanation.
No.
If the fans veto it.
Okay, so Brita filter isn't one, you're saying?
No, it's not an appliance. It's a filter. It's literally like a...
Okay. Slow cooker then.
Okay, yeah. That's a slow cooker.
My mom knows how to use it, but I don't.
Like a crock pot?
Yeah, crock pot.
I was going to say crock pot.
Crockpot is a slow cooker.
That's a slow cooker.
Yeah, I know. That's why.
Just change mine to crockpot. That's what it meant, obviously. So.
Or slow. It doesn't matter.
Well, what do you want?
Crockpot.
Yeah. Fuck. Come on. Stalling.
Stalling.
I'm not going to lie, fellas.
Dude, I had fucking pot and pan on here. I couldn't think of anything else for my last dude.
Dish rag.
Forg. Actually, I had fork written down just to be safe.
For a last one.
Oh, I'm not going to say anything. I forgot to put one on here. I wish I took it instead
fuck,
of...
seriously?
I wish
don't
I took it.
Don't look any
up. Whatever the fuck pot. I want. It's literally my pick.
Kale, if I give you crock pot, will you let me take... if I take my crock pot.
You have to take crock pot, though.
Yeah, like if I'm going to change my answer from crock pot
actually,
to something
no, fuck
else.
This. No.
No.
Okay. Hey, I'm just throwing out it.
Nope.
I'm going blender.
That's what I was going to take.
That's what I was going to take.
Okay, but that's like, again, what I was thinking for a minute, like, is that a kitchen appliance? But it definitely fucking is.
That's a fucking appliance.
That's actually a really good pick.
That's
an appliance. To have it a 4-4?
Think about it. Here's the thing, though. This is why I didn't want to take blender earlier. The only thing I use it for is smoothies.
But those go hard.
Yeah, but like if someone doesn't have smoothies, what the fuck is the point of a blender then?
Nothing.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think everyone with a blender, I think. Like
good pick. For any like people in their 20s who need a quick meal, smoothies.
Fuck, I just absolutely sweat. What are you doing? I have one honorable mention.
I don't know if there's any appliances.
I have a couple more, but like they're shitty.
Let's go with. Yeah, these are tough.
Can you imagine if you win like? I'm not gonna say because that might actually be considered an appliance.
There's gonna be something that we're just like completely missing. Everyone's like, you guys are fucking idiots.
I got a couple like.
I'm so happy I got blender. I literally scrolled down and it was sitting right there.
Yeah, that was what I was gonna pick next.
Today, maybe, Jason?
No, honestly, let him fucking take
some time. Let me cook, bud.
Cook. Have you ever used a slow cooker, Kale? Like cooked your own meal?
I haven't used one.
We have one.
Yeah, no, I have. I have roast. I have roast.
I know.
In the freezer.
I need to try to do it one day. Yeah. Because you can make so much food and like you can just leave it while you're at school.
It's not hard at all. Like it's not hard to.
You literally just toss it in there.
Yeah, you put
and
like,
then, like every
broth.
Few and then every few hours.
I'm
you
still
mix it
pissed
up.
You guys didn't give me stove. It's bullshit.
It's the oh my god! I don't need to explain.
Man, just say fucking deep freeze.
Oven and kitchen stove.
Say deep freeze.
I don't need to fucking explain myself.
Yeah, I'll do a deep freeze, I guess. That's what
That's
I was going to pick.
Shit. It's a
what
shitty
a fucking
pick.
Awful pick. You just
what
lost.
What up, Rude? You just lost. Deep freeze?
Or either that or mixer. I don't know.
No, you, well, you said.
Oh, a baker? A baking
mixer?
Okay,
we'll let you pick. You get 5 seconds to do, what'd you say, a mixer or a?
A baking mixer.
Okay, 5, 4,
give
three.
Me a mixer.
Okay, a mixer.
Make sure you classify it as baking. I think it's kind of important.
No, I'll just say, yeah.
Mixer. It's one of the ones that go.
Yeah. I think everyone knows what that is.
All right.
Yeah.
Dang, I think that was a tough one for me, taking number one overall.
Okay.
Yeah.
My list of the best kitchen appliances, I got oven / stovetop because they're connected as one. I got a toaster oven, a dishwasher.
Such bullshit.
And a crock pot.
That is
yeah, again, good list, but I think having oven twice is kind of shooting yourself in the foot.
Well,
I think it cancels out.
Not if you use them.
True. Mine, I have...
Fridge and freezer should be separate, and stove and oven should be separate.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
Like, you have, why do you have zero confidence? You should just have confidence. People might pick you just based off your confidence.
What are you talking about?
It's not that you're just down in the dumps.
You're not going to win.
I'm just saying that.
Fridge.
Most people would agree with me.
Can I send my picks here? Bills, I have fridge.
Okay.
Sink.
Yeah.
Coffee machine and a blender.
Uh-huh.
Those are actually sick.
Yeah.
Coffee machine and blender are the same thing.
You need to fucking shut up.
What?
Man.
You need to shut up.
How are those the same thing? Yeah. Hold on. How are those the same thing?
You blend up the coffee beans.
No,
coffee machine?
Don't.
Like a Keurig?
Oh, that's what you meant? You should have wrote Keurig.
It's a coffee machine.
Mm-mm.
Actually, that's not how you... I'd probably get more votes if I put Keurig over coffee machine, actually.
Yeah, but you didn't, so...
Well, if you want me to, I can if you want me to.
You can't change your pick.
Okay.
I would just put like
coffee.
Okay, what are your picks? What are your stupid picks?
Microwave.
Great pick.
Air fryer.
Other good pick.
Toaster.
Great pick.
Bad pick, mixer.
What was your first one again that you took first overall?
Microwave.
That was like.
Well, because I didn't know those were connected. I would have taken one of those if I knew they were connected. That's on me. Now I know if we ever do top kitchen appliances.
It's a good pick, but I'd say it's top three. Like, I think. Fridge, oven, stove, and microwave are definitely the three best. And you can put them any which way you want.
Well, yeah, but like if I knew that those were connected, I would have taken because it's like a two for one.
Okay, here's some questions. So
if we ever do top five or top kitchen appliances again, I'll be sure to take those.
As I said at the end, I totally like did not have like anything left on my list, basically. I had like a strainer, a pot, an iron cast pan. A cast iron pan.
Yeah, I don't think those are. I don't know if those are appliances.
They're not appliances, like I just.
What are they?
I had a rice cooker, but like
that's
my brain earlier just went
electric.
Yeah, but like who has one of those?
True. How about this, guys? Pressure cooker. Those are still things, kind of like a crock pot, but they're not a crock pot.
Is a barbecue considered an appliance?
Not in the kitchen. A grill.
Oh, like a stovetop?
No, like a fucking George Foreman fucking grill. Those are kitchen appliances.
No one has those.
You put pancakes
in restaurants. Yeah, but that's in restaurants.
You literally make pancakes on it in our kitchen.
Oh, yeah, that thing's sick.
Yeah, we have one of those too.
A grill, and I also had a carburetor. That's sink. That's why I didn't say it. But not every sink has one.
True.
But those who do, like, it's actually sick.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
That was such a fucking. It's tough. There is like literally 11 appliances, and the 12th is just a throw-in. But that's perfect. I like that.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to our textbook.
Slimy bastards.
I'm
the oldest one. You grow up.
Nah, buddy.
Why do you actually
grow up? It's almost your fucking birthday.
Yeah,
dude. Less than a month away, buddy. What are we doing?
Nothing.
Yeah, true. We're too old for that shit.
It's on a Tuesday.
Last year was a cool one for you because it was...
2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2
Is it?
There's no way.
I think it's a Wednesday or a Monday.
Yeah, right. Okay. University advice. I had good feedback on our last one from someone in university, so that was kind of cool. So this is about when it comes to making friends in university. There's a, I guess.
You had a good, sorry, you had a, was my last one be normal or was that before?
No, your last one was a,
take physical take notes.
Yeah, yeah, which is actually great. We had all good ones last time. It was like the food discounts.
No, mine last one was, don't be afraid to drop a class.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
What was yours?
Was go to
school,
you know, school events.
Yeah. Terrible. Terrible.
No, I got great feedback. Anyways.
Worst pick.
I said, again, I always hate wording these, but I'm just going to try to word as best as I can. Make friends with people that will actually benefit to be friends with in a school situation. It's like make friends with people who will help you.
Yeah, that was like kind of what I said is like have good friends like in a school sense.
That's your this week?
No, that was like two, his 3 weeks one. Ago.
Yeah, it was like his first
but one. But I mean like don't make friends with people like, actually here's what I have written down just to kind of elaborate. It might be harder to distinguish at first, but not long after you become friends with someone, you'll realize if they're friends with you to use you or to like actually do work with you. Like I've had partners before that I literally do the whole entire fucking project and they just basically get put their name on and get free marks. And I've also had some classmates that literally like we text them, but we actually like, we have a passion for learning. And that's actually, that sounds so fucking lame. A passion for the thing we're working on. I'll say that.
Just have a passion to do well at everything yeah. you try.
So you just got to make sure you make friends with people who will help you, not use you. That's what I wrote down, which is, why does he always do this?
And I guess advice for the other way is make friends with people that you can use.
You ain't wrong.
No, you're
see
definitely
the smart
right.
kids sitting alone wrong. At the table, go say, hey, what's up, bro?
What's up, brother?
True.
How you doing, bro?
No, I was looking at you like that because that's basically what Jason's first like text.
I honestly didn't remember that.
Yeah, it was.
I'm sorry. That's my bad.
It's okay, man.
Do you know what it exactly like worded was?
I don't know about word for word, but it was like make good friends at school.
Yeah, I thought it was just like make like don't be like a loser, like make friends, like have friends at school.
No, it was like make no, good friends that
make
you can
friends I can help.
Well, I'll be damned.
It's okay.
Shall
I go?
I'll go because I know neither of you've done this one, so just.
Let me hear.
Fire away, Bucko. Big shooter.
All right, my textbook.
Is your shirt on inside out?
What kind of shirt is that?
How'd you notice? It's an Abercrombie.
Remember when you were the model for them for like 2 years?
Yeah.
So, and then Hollister, you moved
there. Dude, I feel like, remember like back in the day when Nathan had all the Tumblr and shit? He would probably be TikTok famous now.
100% like
I never had Tumblr.
Oh, I never had
Or whatever, Tumblr. You know what I meant. Like the,
yeah, yeah.
You'd probably be like a TikTok kid
Tumblr.
If you were like
he
12 right now.
Fuck yeah, I would be.
Music. Bales definitely had Musical.ly. And you just didn't make the transition.
No, he had Vine. Bales had Vine.
I had Vine. I made like 3 Vines.
I loved Vine. Vine was fucking lit.
Well, it's basically the same thing, but just longer videos. King of Bales, what?
Am I allowed to go?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry.
King Bach.
My MFers textbook is experience your industry in some way before like you major or specialize in it. So either through summer jobs or, hold on, just be quiet here. So for most universities, right?
So biased.
Shut up.
For most universities, you have prereqs and gen eds, right? Like just classes that you take, like basically at any university, right? No matter what the program, get those out of the way. But before you like major in anything or like decide, like, this is what I'm going to do, like do some form of like I said, like a job or like ask people in the industry of like what it's actually like.
Yeah.
Cause like there are, I know a lot of people who've changed their careers in their like mid 30s or even like late 20s. Like just like they realize it's not for them. Well, like there's one girl in one of my accounting classes. She was a nurse and she was like about to take her like medical exam or whatever it was. And she just like, this isn't for me. And like that, she was like near the very end getting ready to like,
yeah, I don't know if I would take it to the very end, but like, I feel like with my job and probably with yours and whoever else is listening, you learn so much more on the job than you do at school.
Oh, 100%.
Like way yes. more. And then all your stuff you do at your job is like work specific. So it's like when you go to school, you learn new things that you don't even do at work.
I just think you need, like, you can't just be like, oh, like I want to be a doctor. And it's like, okay, but like, do you, like, can you deal with, you know, gross things? Can you deal with people all the time?
Can you deal
like
with people's life in your
yeah,
hands,
like,
bro?
Like, are those things you can actually manage? And like, I think the only way to do that is to have hands-on experience and like do whatever you can to get some sort of hands-on experience.
Yeah, see, and that's again, I 1000% agree.
Because then you can apply what you're learning to
yeah.
life.
The only thing I will say, obviously, yeah, try to get as much experience as possible, but a lot of people, a lot of places that are hiring employees, a lot of places where you might go to get some experience, you need prior experience, which is hard. So like if you want to go into nursing, you can't get any experience nursing without any background in nursing school-wise. That's the only hard part. So there are definitely certain jobs, like, again, both of you, you were able to get in.
It ain't possible for every career.
I'm just trying to think of, like, ones. Like, if you are a nurse, you're basically hooped. You basically, like, get into nursing, then get jobs through, like, practicums. But, like, yeah, for most, you definitely can. Like, both of you guys did it.
So, yeah, like, I could, like, reword it and just say, like, do whatever you can to, like, experience your industry before you decide. Like,
yeah, 100%. I agree.
Yeah. Or, like I could even, like, I could change that to, like, just your first year, only take gen eds or prereqs, like, classes that everyone basically needs to graduate. So that way, like, even if you end up changing your career, at least you're on pace to graduate. At least
you have, like, 20 credits.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
True.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's an important one.
Fucking nice.
Don't let your parents tell you what to do. There's too many kids out there whose parents tell them what to do.
Fair enough.
They're just trying to fucking live in their kids' shoes.
Vicariously, as they were word, yeah.
Agreed. Well, mine's not as in-depth as Nathan's was, but it's just make an effort to, like, mark down special dates, due dates and stuff, like, on a physical calendar or mark it in your phone calendar and, like, give yourself a day or two notice, be like, oh, that's due.
That's, like, a small thing, but it's actually, like, goes such a long way.
Even if you, like, have it done, but you're, like, you went out on a Saturday and it was due at midnight.
And you forget to hand it in.
Yeah. Have, like, put reminders in and say, oh, shit, that's due. I got to go hand that in before I can do anything else.
Yeah. Luckily, I usually just, like, I can't remember, but there has been like one or two times I can legit be like, holy fuck, this is actually due tomorrow. That's why, like, yeah, if you know you're going out on the weekend and something's due on Sunday night, do it fucking Friday. Like, if you know what's due, get it done.
There's a due date, not a due minimum.
Yeah.
Wow, that was
no, but that actually is very true. As fuck. I like that a lot.
That was good MFers, but that line you just said was awful.
Well, it's like, if the roads are shitty, you don't have to do the speed limit. There's no speed minimum.
Yeah, you can get tickets for going too slow. Yeah.
Not if it's shitty weather.
Maybe that, then yeah, probably. But yeah, all right.
I guess. I don't know.
No, I like that. That's really good advice. Yeah, definitely fucking write down due dates. Like, even like, this isn't going to steal one from like the next time, but like scheduling your classes. Like, I know people who have like a literal, I used to actually, my first year when it was all online, I had a big calendar and I'd write down like due dates or even just like times I'd have classes. And obviously, you get in the mood and you remember that like Tuesday, 2 o'clock, stats and research. But just write down regardless, because if there's like something due that day, that could actually just be a trigger to remember. Oh shit, I actually have a quiz that's due before that class.
Yeah,
so, yeah, that's a really good one.
Anything that helps you remember stuff like that.
All right, let's wrap this up here. It's time to go. All right,
shower thoughts.
Okay, my shower thought that I thought of with Nathan is. He was talking about shirts inside out and how that's weird, but like, you know,
oh God,
old people, how they hate on new trends so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like old people probably hated when kids wore their hat backwards because it was backwards. It's like wearing your pants backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably why they hated it so much. But you're just like, I'm just wearing my hat backwards. They'd be like, that's wrong.
That's okay. That's fair, I guess.
Does that make any sense?
I don't know what you mean. Yeah, because like,
say
you're an old man and, or just think of like your great grandpa, say.
Yeah.
And he saw some 15-year-old kid wearing his hat backwards. He'd be like, what the
fuck? Why is your hat on backwards?
What is that fucking hooligan doing? And the kid's like, what? It's just on backwards. But to him,
it's the same thing as jeans on backwards.
It's like,
yeah.
Why are you wearing a piece of clothing backwards? It's like wearing your shirt inside out. It's like, why are you doing that?
Yeah, no. Honestly, the whole inside out thing doesn't make much sense, but that first part makes total sense. Like,
but like, that just made me think of it. It's like,
no, right, yeah. To an old dude, it's like, it's not a difference between the hat and the pants. It's just clothing and clothing. Or like, why is it backwards?
People low ride their jeans. They're just like, what? It's just this style. But it's like, that's not how they were made. That's not how you wear jeans. And that's probably why they got so mad at it.
If Jason was past the age of like 16 in the early 2000s, so like if he was born 10 years earlier, he would have low rided for sure.
Absolutely.
You would have fucking... bedazzled jeans.
I would have been a fucking G.
Shops would have had like the fucking like Osiris, like a DC fucking fat tongue.
I literally
shoes.
Would have been Slim Shady.
You would have looked like Vanilla Ice for sure.
No, you would have been Vanilla Ice. I would have been like Eminem.
How the fuck would I look way more like Eminem than you do.
You literally opposite. Look like fucking Vanilla Ice, actually. who would I be?
You'd be like Justin Timberlake with a blonde perm or some shit like that.
Yeah, fair.
Kale definitely would have done
frosted tips.
I was going to say Kale would have done frosted tips for sure.
Yeah. Facts. No, but actually,
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I don't know. They just probably got so mad because it was just so wrong to them.
Yeah.
Just all not right. the right way to do it.
Yeah. All right. My shower thought.
I'm gonna my make shower thought here is, how come every single book is a New York Times bestseller?
Don't think they are.
No, dude. Literally. Okay, but if something is titled New York Times bestseller, you'd think it'd just be one. I've seen so many fucking books of New York Times bestseller. There was a girl at work yesterday. There was a girl reading a book, and quite literally, it had like 12 awards on it.
Okay, well, just think of this. So how many books are there in the world? Probably more than you can even fathom.
Yeah.
So here. The ones that but you see are a tiny percentage of that.
Okay, so I agree. Like, I know what you mean.
Yeah, like every Stephen King book is New York Times number one bestseller.
If you want to be a best-selling author on the New York Times list, you must sell between 5,000 and 10,000 copies of your book in 1 week.
Oh.
That's definitely doable for a lot of fucking...
That's probably why there's so many, Kale.
True, but you know, okay, here's another way. It's the exact same kind of topic. How come in the span of 1 year, 20 previews of movies, number one movie in America? Like, who the fuck does, like, why does every fucking movie the number one movie in America?
Okay, so I can explain that one. Do you know why? Or
yeah, it's good marketing.
No, it just means that they have the highest box office from like that week or that weekend, or they could even
previews,
say a day,
before they even come out.
Or they could even say, no, they would never do
no,
that.
No, it is, man. Like, it's no, like, cat. Dude, cat. Fucking when, like, when Avatar was not even out, they're like the best movie in America. Cat. Number one movie in America.
No way. It had to have been after it got released. I don't believe you for a second.
Previews are literally pre-releases. They're pre-views.
Yeah, there's no way it says number one movie in America before they release, because they have different trailers for during, like,
okay,
during
the release. I'm telling you, I've seen it before in theaters. And again, yeah, I think it's a marketing thing. But
if you
like,
ever,
it's the same thing as the books.
If you ever see there it again, you're not going to see
it. There can't be two number ones, yet so many fucking books are like New York Times number one bestseller.
It's a good shower thought, but the other one was stupid.
No, I've seen previews.
No, his preview thing.
I've seen movies say number
before
one movie
you
in America.
Go, I'll say my other one. You guys have probably already said it, though, but it's kind of cool to think about.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I kind of wish you said it.
A different version of you exists in the mind of everyone
we've
that knows
gone
you.
That before, yeah.
Just
I don't know if it was a shower thought or not, but we've mentioned that before, and I fucking hate thinking about it.
Yeah.
Or, like, even when, like, when I see a video of myself.
I think the majority of people have, like, a pretty, like, same description of Kale.
Yeah, maybe kid.
Front camera is always different because it's the way you see yourself, but back camera, like when you see yourself in like videos, it's like, or like when you hear your own voice, shit like that, it always just fucks me up.
Do you think you look better with your front camera or back camera?
I think I feel better about a picture of myself if I take it on my front camera.
Yeah, because that's how you perceive yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
I always look better on a back camera.
No, well, that's the thing. From a distance, back camera I think is better, but close up, I'm pretty sure it's front camera. If you take a close up, like back camera, and your face is all like fucking mangled.
0.5.
Yeah. Hold on. Should I fucking do what a bell's right now and put up to the camera?
Yeah, you just can do it. Yes. Yeah, sure. It's not very good podcasting. But...
yeah, you guys can keep talking.
All right. I'll do my shower thoughts since.
Yeah, sorry for interrupting you twice.
Yeah, that's all right. Misspelling during an online argument is the same thing as a voice crack in real life.
I thought you were going to say something like misspelled.
Or a stutter. Voice crack / stutter.
Yeah, but it's the same thing. Like, if you're, like, in a heated argument, like, misspelling a word just looks so bad. Like,
it literally ends.
If you're in a heated text argument, because then you got
to,
like...
The only way to reply to that is the right spelling and the little star. The
yeah,
star.
Like you're a ducking asshole. It's like, yeah. Yeah. You're done. Like, I just fucked you.
No, as soon as you misspell, like, you just lost the argument.
Bill, as soon as you just said misspelling, I thought you were going to say, like, misspelling the word misspelt is spelling. Like, that one you did. What was that one? The one day when you said, like, you remember what I'm talking about? Bill's shower thought.
Which word?
Consistently inconsistent.
Yeah, I thought you were going to, like, misspelling the word misspelt is spelling it, whatever, like, something like
the
that.
The right way it's supposed
spelling
to be spelled.
Is spelling it correctly.
Yeah, spelling
still being
incorrectly.
Still being inconsistently consistent is inconsistent.
No, I do agree with that shower thought, though, the one you just had. Can't remember what it was, but I agree. What did you just say your shower thought again?
Misspelling during an online
argument. Oh, right, yeah. Like, okay, I'm just going to call it out, but Salt, like in the group chat when Salt fucking misspells something, it's like, all you have to do is just spell it right and then the asterisk and it's fucking game over. And he's like, fuck. You can't come back from that.
It's definitely like, I would say it's more like a stutter. You're right. It's more like a stutter than a voice crack.
What's worse though?
Would you rather be in a heated argument and spell something wrong or accidentally send a snap into the group chat?
Remember last year? I don't know.
What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean?
What do you mean by that?
Oh, like when like Wakes ends up just putting a random selfie in the grouper?
Yeah, or something like that. Would you rather misspell something in argument or just...
I'd rather a selfie. But do you remember last year when I put a fucking... How do I... Hold on.
It was like a streak. And you sent
it's like, hold on. I put a very fancy selfie on my fucking story.
It's a pretty zesty one.
Oh, remember when Bales put a picture of his cock on his story?
It was a video. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's so much worse. Oh, like, shit. Honestly, it'd be better if it was a video of you, like, stroking it or something. So you at least bricked up. This is a soft, sad, wet shower dick. Like, it was a just fucking...
a flaccid penis.
I could talk about that one for a while if you want.
Can we please just end the podcast?
A quick one, a brief one. All
right. Let's just... Everyone's
heard it.
Everyone's
heard it. We've mentioned this lots of times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, just like, I don't see how it's a crime. I was just laying in the shower hungover.
I'll say how it all actually happened.
Was it on the reflection?
A mutual friend. No,
I was videoing it myself. Like, I was doing it like as a video for the boys. And I put on my story.
Here's what happened. A mutual friend of all three of ours texted me saying, Kale. I didn't quite get it. So they called me. I found out they texted me after. But they're like, what the fuck's on Nathan's story?
I'm like, when they call him.
I'm like, what? I don't think, well, they mutual friend, but they know me better. And I look, and it was deleted from his story. But he also had sent the same video into the OG Boys chat, like into the fucking grouper. And it was, yeah, literally just like Bales all like sad and wet, like a little puppy in the fucking bathtub. And his dick and balls are just out and about. And I don't know how many people saw it, but I'm going to guess
I was
like
over
10.
The age of 18, so we're good.
How many people saw it? Do you remember? Over or under 50?
It was under.
It was under. I think
it was like a minute, maybe.
I want to say in the span of a minute and a half that it was on my story, probably like
15, 20.
15 to 20 people.
Damn. Yeah.
Just the worst video. It might be the worst video I've ever seen of any human.
It
actually looked just like you when you pass out in the shower drunk.
Yeah, dude.
That's what it looked like.
It'd be so much better if it was just like a mirror, even like softer, not just a mirror pick, like a cute little smile with your wrench hanging out. I'd be like, oh, whatever. Like, oh, there's Baylor's dick. But no, it was just wet. Like fucking sloppy.
Nathan's legs are so hairy, too.
But it was like, look, when hair gets wet, it like finds a perfect spot to just glide down his shin bone. I can picture the fucking bird in my
memory. Did you save it?
The video? Yeah.
No, I didn't save a video myself.
It definitely saved it.
I wish I saved it. Yeah. Then I could show everyone all the time, be like, this is the story of my cock.
Yeah, no, that makes my story to start that off not feel that bad, but yeah, that's...
I think we got to end this
episode 59. Right,
let's get out of here.
Yeah, just don't ever post a video of your cock on your story.
Well, make it hard first. Put a fucking watch on
it. At least make it
put
hard.
Put a watch on it.
All right, okay. All right, love you all. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Peace out.
What happens when we play outside? We become healthier, both mentally and physically. We become more creative and more focused. We connect with nature, each other, and ourselves. Let's Take This Outside, a new podcast hosted by me, Marianne Iveson, an aspiring outdoor athlete and nature lover. I speak to athletes, outdoor professionals, and scientists about their connection to nature, how it affects their performance and everyday life. Let's Take This Outside, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and at letstakethisoutside.ca.
I'm Matt Kundle, host of the Sound Off Podcast, the show about podcast and broadcast. Since 2016, we've been speaking with amazing people who have populated your ears for decades. Legendary broadcasters, research wizards, talent experts, podcasters, voice talent. Almost 400 stories, all for free. Subscribe or follow the Sound Off Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at soundoffpodcast.com.